love. Hanging on, we push each other. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what? Come on, baby.
I think the words to this song are more apropos for me tonight than they have been in quite some time, as I'm definitely in a rut. Good evening and welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. I was supposed to do nothing more than host this hour and speak very little. I have a little voice. I had dental work done this morning, which was about four times worse than I expected it to be. And in the interim, our scheduled guest, Roger, is having network problems down in Argentina and is working on trying to get reestablished as soon as he can so that we can continue on with the game plan for tonight. I have had an outstanding amount of commentary and questions over the course of the weekend, and many people have emailed in questions for Roger Sales, and he has been oh so kind to respond. Dan, can he still do that via Skype, or is it something you guys have to initiate? Anyway, I had a marvelous surprise tonight as I went on to connect to do this program, which, by the way, is live on this 28th day of March, 2011, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. As I opened up to begin my conversation with my producer and board op, I was absolutely shocked and ecstatic. Not that anybody does a bad job. I've really gotten into a great sync with Bill, who's been working the board here for about a month, and with us, certainly Manny, Matt, all the guys that we have the opportunity to work with, Mike as well at RBN. But it was an absolute, complete, pleasant surprise to get back up with my good friend Dan back on the board tonight. Okay, I think we got something cooking here. Let's go to the break and let's see what we can connect, okay?
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
From heaven, don't you know each cloud contains a pen is from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. So be sure that your umbrella is upside down.
It would figure it's Dan's back for a bit, or for however long, and leave it to Dan to pick out Renee Olmstead. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Roger has stayed in touch with me via email, and due to technical difficulties, we are going to reschedule him to be here tomorrow and Wednesday night. He will not be here tonight. There is no point in getting partway into his very carefully prepared presentation. And I'd have to do, you know, fill in until he could connect, which would probably be at least under 10, 15 minutes. Then we only get a half hour. No, let's sit tight on this, and Roger will be with us. I do apologize to all of those of you who've tuned in. For those who may not know what in the world I'm talking about, Roger Sales is a sometimes known as the town crier. Roger has been a true friend for a lot of years. He has been a client of mine, both through my own company and also through Republic Trading Group. I met him many, many years ago, at least on the phone, when Robbie Noel and I had worked together some 16 years ago at another firm, and had were co-hosts. I don't necessarily mean together. Every once in a while, Robbie and I would do a show together, but Sandra, why do you do that stuff when I'm just coming on the air? Just let it go, please. Anyway, the reality factor is that I met Roger back in those days, and interesting conversations regarding economics and geopolitical issues, etc. And as we spoke last week, his then wife Frankie, who subsequently has passed on, I was very privileged to have been able to call her a friend. And at some point in time, I think in the early 2000, 2001 or 2 type time frame, I can't recall, I'd have to go back and do some digging around, I was privileged to spend amongst her last weekends on this earth with her and Roger down in the Atlanta area. But always, Roger has continued to put tremendous effort and study into the truth, not just of the type that we attempt to discuss here on the air and in our lives and in our various respective websites, etc., etc. But in his own personal life, having spent nearly 3 decades understanding the system we all talk about our so-called constitutional rights and realize that we really have none any longer. We have not had for a very, very long time. And Roger, over the next couple of nights, is going to spend a considerable amount of time discussing the truth and the reality of what we perceive to be our rights versus what they perceive to be our so-called rights. We truly become slaves in this nation. No, please, not at all. Just go as is expected. Thanks. And the business about freedom of this and freedom of that, we only have freedoms because we perceive that we have them in this nation today. And Roger's going to spend an amazing amount of time educating you as to the alternatives. If you go to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com website, you'll see at the top it says March 28th, 29th, 2011 on life, liberty, and all that jazz. And you read a little bit of a opening piece. And if you click on where it says continue reading, you'll scroll down into the article where it says supportive documentation as study guides. We spoke about the U.S. passport business last week, and the only PDF we happen to have posted is the renewal, but the information is still the same as Rod shared with you last Thursday. The one that's marked get out of slavery card is just something that Roger called it, but you need to open it up. It is, I think, 5 pages. And I thoroughly invite you to spend the time reading it carefully. These are photostat copies of Roger's actual official record filed in Bay County, Florida, his affidavit, and the certified signatures of the deputy clerk of the circuit court. I strongly urge that you read through it. This is not something that some other radio talk show host is trying to sell you for $800 or $1,000 and then stick it to you when you need some guidance and assistance. This is something that worked. This is something that worked. I can't do that. He does not understand. I cannot do that because it doesn't come through to me. I have to get a message to him. Hang on just a second here. I have to do a couple things. No, I didn't miss it. Hang on here a second. I can't take the call. Must go through. I can't even spell today. I am, you know, this dental work today just murdered me. My goodness gracious. Let it go till... I can't answer that either. What is wrong? Nope, I'm not answering it. Can't do that. I don't even know I've got a phone anyway. Ugh, what a mess this has turned out to be. Anyway, take the time, read that multi-page affidavit. You will begin to have a more distinct understanding of everything that he will be talking about tomorrow and subsequently Wednesday. And I think you're going to find it quite to your benefit, every bit of it to your benefit. So, without further ado, let's get into some market information for the day. We've not done it for several days. Oh, man, please pay attention. I can't do it. Dan, stick some music on early, would you please? And this will be a little bit of a lengthy break. Stay with me for a few minutes. I've got to get this resolved because he's not paying attention to messages. Talk to you. We'll be right back.
way you love move on, baby. Take me down to Duke's place. Wildest box in town is Duke's place. Love that piano sound in Duke's place. Saxes do their tricks in Duke's place. Fellas swing their chicks in Duke's place. Come on, get your kicks in Duke's place. You find yourself a seat, and when you want to eat, you look around and yell, waiter! You fill your cup shot full of drinks, and drink it up, you're dancing along with your girlie. It's after 3 o'clock, my baby, it's early. If you've never been to Duke's place, take your tootsies into Duke's place. Life is in a spin in Duke's place.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we are back. My apologies for that. I just, 18 different things were going on, and I know darn well Roger was trying to contact me. And unfortunately, in the way that our conference call would be set up, he kept trying to call me direct. I can't create the conference. It has to be done at the network. It's all technical stuff, then he was trying to call on the private line, which I can't certainly answer, and I'm shooting him emails saying, hey, pay attention. So he did call in for a couple minutes. He's deeply apologetic, but we agreed that to have him come in at this stage, we've kind of disrupted the flow. So he will be with us tomorrow, and once again, probably on Sunday. So let's take a look at some other numbers and market reports and things of that nature. I apologize that I am so discombobulated tonight. This would have been the perfect night for Roger to be here for that very reason. Once again, I had the completion of this segment of dental work done today, and it was far more involved than I expected, and feel like I've been drugged up, but I will not take a painkiller because it's not that bad. It's just real uncomfortable. Anyway, markets did not have a great day today. One of the headlines we read is that disposable income falls. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I haven't had what they call disposable income for quite some time. Dow Jones Industrial ended their day down 23 points to close at 12,198. The NASDAQ was off 12, ending their day at 2731. S&P 500 down 4 at 1310. Global Dow is off in the aftermarket at 2163. Gold and silver, we'll get to those in a minute. Oil settled down 18 cents in the aftermarket, still at over $103.80 a barrel. Now, when you take a look at what's going on in the metals markets, and these are some somewhat after-hour things to take a look at. Gold, had a somewhat of a down day. There's no two ways about it. Platinum is up $3 in the after-hour. Silver still in excess of $37 an ounce. It's at $37.12. Palladium is down $2 at $742 an ounce, with gold holding at $1,420. Certainly not its high, but frankly, nothing to shake a stick at today. And there's no point in complaining about it. As Bill talked last week when he was on with us, if you're going to continue to buy metals at all, and for whatever reason, because you believe you're going to make a lot of money with it, or because you're just concerned about losing the rest of what you have, you just take advantage of it. You grab it. You buy it when it's available. Now, while I've said that, it's amazing the emails I get at 11, 12 o'clock at night or over the course of the weekend saying, gee, where's my order? When's my silver going to arrive? I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting. And I've made this very, very, very clear to people who've been ordering silver, over the past several months. But in the last 4 weeks, it has gotten
excruciatingly difficult to acquire all the silver that we're wanting to acquire. We've had people that have purchased smaller quantities of Canadian maple leaves, maybe three raw, 75 pieces, maybe 250 pieces, whatever the case may happen to be. We've had people that have ordered full boxes of maple leaves, American Eagles, 1 ounce Buffalo rounds. I've had people order 10-ounce bars, which are only sold in increments of 50 bars to a box. That's 500 ounces. And also a certain amount of junk silver. Here is what we're running into. And I was looking one gentleman's account over this morning who ordered stuff very early in March. He was away on vacation. Now he's back. He wants to know where his stuff is. Well, first and foremost, he paid with a check. By the time he mailed the check and we deposited the check in our account and that check finally cleared our bank, not the customer's bank, but our bank, I'm going to assume that well in excess of 2.5 weeks went by from the time he placed his order. Now, that's 2.5 weeks. That's, what is that? That's 20, 21 days, 18, 19 days, whatever the case may happen to be. And then we are then able to send that money over to the supplier. The problem is he does not fulfill orders based upon when the order was placed, but when it in fact is paid for. And in that 3-week time period, the global shortages of silver have become unbelievable. If you were to call me right now today and say, I want to order a box of Buffalo rounds, I can tell you, even if I had your money here tomorrow, it probably won't ship for 4 weeks. Maple Leafs are doing the same thing. Now, those of you who are already in queue, certainly you're not going to have to wait that long, I pray God. There's nothing we can do to control it. Republic's not sitting on your money. We've sent the money to the supplier. He's not sitting on it. He's bought it. He's paid for it. It's locked in. I don't care if it goes to $50, $60, $70 an ounce. The price you locked it in is the price you're going to pay for the product. We don't control the Royal Canadian Mint. We don't control the United States Mint. We don't control Johnson Matthey or any of the other fabricators that are out there. There is a global shortage on silver. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break. I'm going down the street, down the hall to the library.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear my life a wreck. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'll gladly, gladly surrender myself to you. Body and soul. Whoa, whoa.
And we are back. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. And no, it's not almost like being in love. Ooh, Renee Olstead. No, that was not Renee. Anyway, we're back. What is this? Israeli shekel rises after a rate hike. Israeli currency climbs against the U.S. dollar after the Bank of Israel raises interest rates by more than expected. So is that a sign of things to come, that the Shekelmeisters are raising their interest rates and that we might believe that Uncle Ben and his little bag of rice will follow suit in the near future? I think it's certainly possible. Officials, we are being told, at 5 major banks involved in home loan service settlement talks have been summoned to Washington for a face-to-face meeting with state and federal regulators, the first since a proposed settlement leaked out. The five banks, and look, I have no illusions. There must be some of you out there listening who are, doing the foreclosure tango, as it were, or possibly short sales. The five banks are expected to discuss a 27-page term sheet that state attorneys general and federal regulators sent to lenders earlier this month. That according to the spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General, Tom Miller, who is heading up the state efforts. The meeting was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. Now, under the proposed settlement, banks would be prohibited from starting foreclosure proceedings while a borrower was actively seeking to modify his or her mortgage. That according to an MF Global Incorporated report about the term sheet. No side comments from any of you, please. The term sheet also gives borrowers the right to appeal a denial of loan modifications. according to the term sheet. It also seeks to have mortgage servicers cut the amounts owed by some borrowers facing foreclosure in some circumstances, and second liens to be modified at least at the same ratio as the first, according to the proposal. The five banks involved in the talks are Bank of America, Morgan the Pirate, that's J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Ally Financial, known to many of you as GMAC. The report also quotes Miller as saying that some of the financial penalties, which past reports have said could range between $20 billion and $30 billion, will be used for reducing loan balances for certain borrowers. Now, I have mixed emotions about all of this, but I believe that somebody somewhere is on the right track to attempt to allow people every opportunity to attempt to save their homes. Now, what I've just shared with you, I'm going to be sending to a good friend of mine tonight. My wife and I believe I mentioned to you recently, were approached by, how did I do this? This is the stupidest thing I've ever done. We were approached by some friends of ours about the possibility of buying their home. They knew we were looking. I absolutely love their home. And he and I had an email conversation over the weekend. They are going to do not necessarily everything they can to save their home, but to stave off getting booted out. So instead of my wife and I being able to potentially buy this home and move into it in September, at the earliest, they're trying to, quote, buy 6 more months worth of time. By this time, his wife will be employed as a pediatric nurse, and they may be able to start recovering. But on the other hand, they're still going to owe a heck of a lot more money than the home is currently worth. But you see, I don't care what a home is currently worth, if it is a worthwhile home. I would be more than happy to, frankly, stay in this home I'm living in if the neighborhood wasn't going to the dogs, or my neighborhood is turning into a little Detroit. Not yet, but it will in time if things continue to go on the way they are. Here's something else that's interesting coming out of a number of places. Higher tax rates loom for 401k savers. Delaying the tax hit on retirement plan contributions, a much-vaunted benefit of 401ks, according to what we're reading here, is not as valuable if you face higher income tax rates when you finally retire. And yet higher tax rates are all too likely in the years ahead, my friends. You see, for years, and this follows suit with IRAs as well, traditional IRAs. For years, the standard thinking has been that people drop to a lower tax bracket in retirement, and thus with a 401k, you get years of investment returns building on money that otherwise would have gone to taxes. But when your tax bill on your 401k withdrawals comes due, you are going to pay at a lower rate. The problem is that's not the case. You're going to pay at a higher rate if your 401 has, you know, had any value whatsoever. For the longest time, it seemed like almost a no-brainer that people, when they were in their income-earning stage, would be in a higher tax bracket. That, according to Marsha Wagner, principal of Boston-based Wagner Law Group, a law firm specializing in employee benefits. She says that may or may not be true in the future. While it is difficult, if not impossible, to predict how lawmakers will handle future tax rates, some say a future increase in federal income tax rates appears inevitable. If you look at the federal deficit, Jack Van Deerhall says, I see no way the tax rate is going anywhere but up. What does that mean for 401k savers? Yeah, if your nest egg is small and Social Security will provide the bulk of your retirement income, then you're likely to be in a lower tax rate when you retire. It may well be low enough that any changes to federal income tax rates won't make a big difference to you. But those with a better and heftier retirement account, large enough to pay an income not far below what they earned while working, may find themselves in the same tax bracket in retirement. And they may take a hit if lawmakers raise the income tax rates in the interim. Come on, my friends, you know as well as I do that that is exactly what they will do. You know they're going to raise those rates. It's what they do. Oh, no. You're going to tell me, oh, but we're trying to get the, you know, the Bush tax cuts made permanent and the Reagan this. Let me tell you people something. What is your age? How old are you? Are you 30? 50? 60? 70? 80? Tell me, when in your lifetime did taxes truly go down? They didn't. They haven't. They keep going up. And even if the income tax rate becomes somewhat stable, there's excise taxes. You know, I have a cell phone because I do travel occasionally, or if I leave the office for a while, people's calls need to be able to follow me. Normally, before I go on the air, I'll forward my office phone to my cell phone because I can shut it off. Obviously, I neglected to do it today. I started looking at my cell phone bill last month, which covers my own needs. My wife has a cell phone with an extension number. Her use is quite minimal. It's there more for emergency if she breaks down on the road or something like that between here and school. My daughter has it more for texting purposes than anything else, and or picking it up, driving her mother and father nuts with one trivial bit of information after another. My cell phone bill was $36 higher in the last billing cycle than it normally is. And I began to study the bill. I wanted to know where the $36 came from. Well, apparently my granddaughter got a hold of her mother's cell phone bill and started having texts and conversations with people who were not also on Verizon, and it jacked up the... They're sending pictures back and forth and all this nonsense, and unfortunately that cost me $36. But in the scheme of things, I can live with it. Of course, $36 here and $36 there, pretty soon it adds up to a real expensive dinner out with the wife on a Saturday night, but we don't do that. Not too often anymore. But I began to look at all the various different taxes. The county has a special tax. The state has a tax. The city where I reside has a tax. Then there's the federal connectivity tax. And then there's a 911 tax. It's unbelievable. So my average bill is $250 a month on cell. Now, you think that's a lot? It's not. When I'm taking care of clients' needs, and et cetera, et cetera. It is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. By the way, I just heard a rumor Japan just had another earthquake. Another earthquake, something like 6 point something or other on the Richter scale. Was that an earthquake or was that an aftershock? It's unbelievable. Absolutely. So those of you who've been busting your rear end, building up that 401k, I'm not telling you to get out of it because, frankly, I hate paying the taxes. We all hate paying the taxes. It's something that makes me want to puke because we're overtaxed beyond all reason. And for what? So that, you know, a bunch of illegal aliens from whatever country can get full breakfast and lunch when they send their children to our schools that our taxes pay for, or they go into the emergency room because they got the sniffles and we are forced to pay for that. But of course, they won't go to a doctor because they have to then pay for that. And they get living subsidies for, you know, because of their minority status or whatever the case may happen to be. These are the reasons I really get ticked off. You know, I hate to say this, and I'm going to upset a few of you. It doesn't bother me paying a fair share of taxes to help maintain the roads and the highways and the byways across this country, et cetera, et cetera. But when I have to pay taxes to feed 17 other families, I'm getting ticked off here. So you pay into a 401. You avoid the tax factor. The company's kicking in some money. So even someday when you pay taxes on it, big deal. It's just where and how those taxes are used that I get pretty damn mad about. Oh, taxes go to fund our third illicit war. I know two kids. To me, they're kids. Look, I'm 63. These guys are kids. They're in their 20s. Both of them are in the military, or they are civilians who are going to be working for the military. One of them is going to school for this particular job right now. He's grown up across the street from us. Daniel's a hell of a nice kid. And then my neighbors, Phil and Pam, who live next door to the Daniel, their nephew is in town. He's stationed in Las Vegas. He's in the U.S. military. Well, wait a minute. Is he stationed in Las Vegas or Afghanistan? Well, it doesn't make a lot of difference. He sits in a little office in Las Vegas with a joystick, dropping bombs in Afghanistan. Now, you go figure that out. Now you know the real reason for Pac-Man and Super Mario Brothers. Get those kids used to using those joysticks, and pretty soon we're going to be able to wage war from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'll tell you what, there's some Afghanis that are crapping out tonight. They're losing at the tables, baby, because this young man sits up there playing with a joystick, dropping bombs from drones. Planes are getting flown from 15,000 miles away. But our taxes are paying for all that. I find it interesting. Defense Department? There's no Defense Department. We're not defending this nation. We're leaving the doors wide open to all comers. They should call it the DOO, the DO. It's the Department of Offense. And I personally find it pretty offensive. And I can say that. I spent 4.5 years in the so-called service of my country, in the United States Army. Of course, that's back in the days I was too stupid to know any better, because it isn't what it once was. I like this. $300 million jackpot. Jeez. Mega Millions jackpot, the fifth largest in the multi-state games history. It's all getting shared by a bunch of New York State workers. That's a bunch more people that won't need to keep jobs. Stay with us. We'll be back for some closing comments in just a few moments.
Much of my life has been spiced with romance. Too many bedrooms.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Back to the final moments of tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I do apologize to all of you. I'm really kind of in a fog today. And our scheduled guest, Roger Sales, the town crier, will be back with us tomorrow. He was scheduled to be on today, but technical difficulties make things insurmountably impossible. So do plan on joining us tomorrow on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Of course, following 2 hours of John Stadtmiller with Bob Chapman. And if you just can't get enough of the bullpoop in a very short few minutes, I guess, or maybe in an hour, Uncle Reem Us will be addressing the nation. He calls the Libyan leader a tyrant, but says the U.S. involvement will be limited both in time and scope, but that we have a responsibility to oppose Gaddafi. We have a responsibility to oppose Gaddafi. Is he attacking us? Or does he just have a nation that seems to be a little healthier than most? Oh, I like Obama's quote. I have no greater responsibility than keeping this nation safe. Mr. Obama, if you truly believe that, I implore you to step down and leave this nation, as you are the one who is primarily endangering this nation. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to agree with it. That's my case, and I'm sticking to it. Well, who knows what tomorrow's going to bring. I'll be up late night working on things. Brand new column by Lynn Studer, which Lynn has been out of the writing foray for quite a while. And she has just penned a new column, which we will have up on federalobserver.com within the next 2 hours. So continue to stay with us. Continue to read the headlines. Stay up on the economic news at republictradinggroupinternational.com. Shoot me emails through there. Any questions you've got about your precious metals holdings, or if you're of a mind to add. Steve, my good friend back east, I did get your call yesterday. I apologize. I did not get back with you last night. I'll try to do that today. But then again, maybe I answered your questions anyway. Anyway, that is just about the end of my ability. I'm surprised I was able to keep my mouth going for an hour tonight, although I'm sure some of you would like it if I did not. It wasn't my intent to talk at all tonight. I was going to introduce Roger and turn the mic over to him, and I was going to mute mine and just sit back and learn. And that's what we will all do. Are you tired of the system? Are you tired of being run up the maypole? Or having the maypole run up you? Don't miss tomorrow's program, because we're going to teach you how to get out of the system and not give up your true rights. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Danny, it's been great, buddy. Talk to you later.
And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you, yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Ever climbing.